with CJ92. New code word now.
Second code word of the day is love. Do I need to spell it?
One love, mon. L-O-V-E. I got you, mon, my brethren.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Jesse coming in hot with all the love. Yeah. Okay, if you haven't already, don't text the word love to 929292. That is not the play. Rather, you're taking love to CJ92.com. Enter that code word, and you could just be like Rockaholic Shannon earlier this morning. Off to Sandals, Dunn's River to rock this beach.
It's Jesse and JD's. Hell yes.
Hell yes.
Powered by Action Furnace.
Pitter patter, let's get at her. And start today with some hell yes.
What's better than celebrating Halloween once?
Twice?
Celebrating Halloween twice. Yes. Hell yeah to the Calgary Hitmen, giving the kids a chance to do just that. Wear their costume down to the dome tonight as the Hitmen are taking on the Medicine Hat Tigers. Game time is 6 o'clock. The kids can go in their costume, then go around the concourse there at the dome and do a little trick-or-treating.
Are the players going to dress up? That would make it way better, way cooler.
I heard that they are dressing up.
Really?
Guess what they're dressing up as?
What?
Hockey players. That's like what every hockey kid did as a kid growing up, trick-or-treating anyways. But I know, pretty cool. The kids, if you want to get down to the game, get some hockey in, get some costumes on, and get some more trick-or-treating done.
I heard the Med Hat Tigers are going to dress up as losers.
Big-time losers.
I said give me a hell yeah!
And wanted to give a hell yeah to a local academy, Delta West Academy, who tied silk poppies to every cross down at the field of crosses on Memorial Drive the other day.
Now, what's the significance of the silk cross?
It's a great question. They've been doing it for a long time, as I understand. Something they do in partnership with that field of crosses year over year. They say it's a really great reminder for everybody involved in the academy, too, as they're doing this, because you get to get up close and personal with every single cross down there. And there's like 3,600 of them this year. Just different men and women who over the years have fought and made the ultimate sacrifice for this country.
Yeah, nice to, you know, you bringing this up because it's not quite November yet. Sometimes people aren't thinking about Remembrance Day, but it is just around the corner, and poppy boxes are at stores all across Calgary right now. They've got the, obviously, the old school cash ones. They've also got the tap boxes now. All that money goes back towards the veterans, not only here in Calgary, but all across Canada. So make sure you get that poppy on yourself as well.
Yeah, the Field of Crosses ceremonies start on Friday, November the 1st, and they'll happen every single morning, sunrise and sunset, leading up to Remembrance Day on November the 11th.
Give me a hell yeah!
Got a hell yeah to share? Text it to Jesse and JD right now at 929292.
I said give me a hell yeah.
Hell yeah. CJ Mornings with Jesse and JD. CJ 92 rocks.